So please sit comfortably. Ensure that your body is upright. You're sitting in a, or lying in a dignified posture. And set the intention that for the next 10 to 15 minutes, you'll cultivate joy. You'll cultivate appreciative joy. And we'll begin by just settling the body, mind and inner speech. To stabilize in stillness for a few moments. With the intention to cultivate appreciative joy, realize that the full maturity of this quality requires consistent practice and noticing joy in our lives, remembering to notice it, and be content with even just a whiff of a scent of appreciative joy, and approach this sublime state of the heart with a willingness to nourish and nurture what's already there and what you can find, just as you would nourish and nurture a plant, a small plant that grows and blossoms into its full maturity. So first, I invite you to contemplate the nature of joy. Joy is an uplifted state of the heart. Physically, it feels light, buoyant and energetic. Whether in company or in solitude, the nature of joy is a cheerful heart. Also contemplate the experience of happiness and contentment and peace. Being different grades of joy. Lightness of heart. An uplifted heart. Sometimes just remembering joyous moments in your life. Moments such as seeing an echidna in the bush, or feeling the breeze from the ocean, or tasting a bite of chocolate cake, something that brings a sense of appreciation. Bring it to mind. Sometimes just thinking about times of happiness and peace is enough to awaken this buoyant quality of heart. Another way of waking, of awakening this quality of heart, is as if you resonate or empathize with another who naturally radiates or exudes this cheerfulness, happiness. Could be someone who has fine-tuned a skill. Could be someone who you admire because of their temperament and their actions. Could be someone who's virtuous. Could be a teacher or student. Could be a child. Someone who abides themselves in a sense of happiness, joy, peace. And notice this being, bring them to mind, as if they are in front of you, as if you're seeing them, and you're tuning into their joy, their cheerfulness, their qualities. Allow joy to arise in your heart and nourish and nurture it. Think about others' joys and resonate with that. If you can, find a sense of appreciation in both your own joy and the joy of others, your own qualities and or the qualities of others. May my heart be filled with joy, you can think to yourself if you wish. May the joy that has arisen continue to flourish and develop. May I continue to do that which is wholesome, and by doing so, the lightness of joy that radiates from my heart, may it continue. May I be open to the genuine joys of others. May I be able to tune into their joy and celebrate in their happiness, their good fortune, their joy, their virtues, their skills, their acts of kindness, their good qualities. May I resonate with them. May we all continue to allow joy to arise and be nourished in our hearts. May it be so. May the joy that has arisen continue to flourish and thrive. If it's meaningful for you, you can let those words tumble in your heart as a way of keeping joy buoyant and alive. And of course, if there's no joy whatsoever, and all you're feeling is frustration, please be kind and compassionate and accepting. Accepting of the natural ebbs and flows of the mind. And be present with that. In a few moments, I'll bring this meditation to a close. If you found that the intentions to cultivate appreciative joy and the cultivation of it was helpful in any way, please remember what you did. And remember that appreciative joy can be available to you to enjoy whenever the time is right.